Chapter 10, Fortitude. Chantewash Ake, Strength of Heart and Mind. The Story of the Old Woman's Dog. Long ago, in the days before we Lakota wandered onto the open grass country west of the Great Muddy River, there was a great summer gathering along a river of many low falls. It was a time of renewal. The Sundance had been performed. It was also a time to see old friends and relatives, to learn who had gone on to the next world since the last great gathering. Many, many people were gathered. There was great feasting. Victories were recounted. Warriors were honored. And dancing went far into the nights. The camps stretched far along the banks of the river of low falls. An arrow from the strongest bow would have to fly 10 times to match the length of this great encampment. Forgets Nothing, a beautiful young woman from a small village of the White Swan Band, sat at her lodge door preparing porcupine quills to be dyed. She pressed them one at a time against the flat stone with her thumbnail. Not every woman had her patience for this work. Forgets Nothing could not help but watch the bustle and activity as she worked. Children darted about among the crowds like fork-tailed swallows. Groups of old men sat in the shade of cottonwoods to talk and to trade. Old women had their own groups. Somewhere, a drum was pounding softly. She secretly envied the couples who walked by together, for she was not yet married. Not many young men came courting because she had a crooked foot and walked with a limp. An old, old woman, carrying a large bundle and leading a large, handsome dog on a rope, broke from the crowds and approached, stopping at Forgets Nothing's fire. All the women want to wear braided porcupine quills in their hair on their clothes, the old woman said. Not many want to do the work to turn them into the many colors and braid them. You are young to be doing such fine work. I learned this from my mother and grandmother, Forgets Nothing replied. Sit down and rest, grandmother, if you like. The old woman smiled and put down her bundle. She seemed frail, but in her dark eyes there was a light, much like the flickering of a firefly. Her gray hair hung in 2 braids, and her face was etched with the furrows of a long, long life. Thank you, granddaughter. I have passed by many fires, but you are the first to offer rest to an old woman. As yet, she had not let go of the rope tied to the dog's neck. Forgets Nothing stood and passed a willow backrest to her guest. The dog lay down as the old woman sat. This is a fine chair, the old woman said. It feels good to rest. I have tea, offered Forgets Nothing, and some stew. She noticed the dog was wearing a small, square medicine bundle around his neck. It was decorated with blue quills around the edges. That is a fine bundle, she observed. Thank you, I made it. Thank you also for your kindness. My name is Good Voice, said the old woman. I arrived only today. I have medicine herbs for some relatives who are not here, so I must go on, though I will return. I have not seen a gathering like this in many summers. Forgets Nothing served her guest the tea and stew. She was a likable old woman. She ate quietly, savoring the stew as was the habit of old ones. Finished, she returned the large buffalo horn cup and sipped the tea out of a smaller cup. Her clothes were dusty, her moccasins worn. She had traveled far. How far must you go, grandmother? Asked Forgets Nothing. Not far, the old woman replied. But I must show them how to prepare the medicine, so I will be away from here for a few days. If you have no place to rest tonight, my mother and I have room in our lodge. Stay with us. Thank you. It would be good to sleep on a bed. I have traveled so far, but I must go on now. I wonder if you would help me in another way. I would be glad to, grandmother, said Forgets Nothing. Good, the old woman said. This is my dog. She stroked the animal's head gently. His grandmother was a wolf, they tell me. That is why he is so big and strong. He is a very good hunter, the best I've seen. And he is my friend. He listens to me without complaining or talking back disrespectfully. But I took a thorn from his foot only this morning, and I want him to rest. Can you keep him here for me until I return? He is quiet and is no trouble. I will keep him for you, promised, forgets nothing. The dog wagged his tail as if he understood. Does he have a name? Good. The old woman was happy and labored to her feet. He has no name. Perhaps you will think of something. I will give you something for keeping him. Remember, he is all I have in the world. So saying, the old woman handed the dog's rope to Forgets Nothing, grabbed her large bundle, and walked away, quickly losing herself in the crowd. Forgets Nothing tied the dog's rope to the smoke flap pole and tossed him a scrap of meat. The dog took it with a wag of his tail and swallowed it, and looked up at Forgets Nothing, his brown eyes bright and inquisitive. A name for you is not difficult, she told him. I shall call you Wolf Eyes, because your grandmother is a wolf. I think you have her eyes. Forgets Nothing's mother, Corn Woman, returned from a visit. We have a dog now? She asked. Only for a few days, explained Forgets Nothing. He belongs to an old woman named Good Voice. He has a hurt foot, and she had to travel on. So she asked me to watch him until she returns. I have named him Wolf Eyes. The dog wagged his tail. He is a fine-looking dog, Corn Woman observed. As the old woman had promised, the dog was no trouble. He faithfully followed Forgets Nothing through the encampment as she walked about. More people arrived each day, and the encampment grew larger. There were many dogs because they were the carriers of burdens, pulling the drag poles piled high with belongings. Except for the very young, all the dogs were big and sturdy, but none were as big as Wolf Eyes. He stayed next to Forgets Nothing without having to be tied, and took as much interest in watching the bustle of activity as she did. She talked to him as she would a good friend, if she'd had one. And he listened with great interest. At night he curled up just beside the door, and there he stayed until the door was opened the next morning. One afternoon, a man with a limp approached Forgets Nothing's lodge and stopped. My name is Longwalker, he announced. His voice was deep and his eyes flashed. He was dressed well and had the air of a very important man. Forgets Nothing had heard of him. He was a great warrior. I have passed by and noticed your dog, he said. He looks strong. He looks like he can pull a heavy load. He is a fine dog, returned Forgets Nothing. And he is big and strong, but I don't know if he has been taught to use the drag poles. That is easily done, replied Longwalker. I have need of such a dog. It has been a moon since I was wounded in a battle. I suffered 2 arrows in my leg, and the wounds have not yet healed, so I need a dog to carry my belongings. What will you take in trade? Oh, I cannot trade this dog to you, Forgets Nothing replied. He is not my dog. He belongs to an old woman named Good Voice. I am keeping him here until she returns. Where has she gone? He asked impatiently. Perhaps she will trade with me. I do not think so. She told me this dog is all she has in the world. I do not know where she has gone, and I do not know when she will return. I have much I can offer in trade, the warrior insisted. I am a fine hunter with many tanned elk hides to trade. Or perhaps you would like a bear hide robe to keep you warm in the coming winter. Those are all good things to trade, the young woman admitted. But he is not my dog. I cannot trade with you. Longwalker was losing his patience. I would wager the old woman who owns the dog would like to have those things, or she is not like any old woman I know. She would be happy to know you traded such fine things for this one dog. 2 tanned elk hides and 2 bear hide robes, said the warrior. That is more than this dog is worth, and it is my last offer. Forgets Nothing did not like the man's tone, but he was a great warrior, and she was only a young woman without a husband. She did not want him to become angrier than he was. If he was my dog, I would give much thought to your fine offer, she said quietly. But he is not. I cannot trade him. Your stubbornness will get you nowhere in life, Longwalker spat. Forgets Nothing would long remember the angry flash of his eyes as he turned and hurried away. That evening she told her mother about the warrior who wanted a dog. "He is well known among all the bands here," said Cornwoman. "He has two wives and more belongings than they can carry. He is a man who gets what he wants. He may return."